Cataloging Cocktails, your honest, no BS, non-salesy conversation about enterprise data management with tasty beverages in hand. I'm Tim Gasper. Hey, Juan.
Tim, we are at a hotel and
we're
recording from our laptop right now without any mic, so apologies if it doesn't sound so great.
Yeah, but hopefully this is too honest, much background noise.
This is the honest, no BS. We're doing this like this, so.
Yes.
Right. This episode is just the two of us. A lot of our travel schedule didn't get us, so we can have another guest.
But we wanted to check in with you all and just say we're excited next week
for Gartner
Conference. Yeah, we're going to be in Orlando, hanging out with customers and partners and friends and all of you.
So look out. We're going to be there, so please find us. Tim and I will be at the ServiceNow booth, and we'll be wandering around. So yeah, we'd love to catch up.
Yeah.
But so Gartner, what are you excited for? What are your predictions about Gartner? What's on your mind of what's going to happen over there?
I'm excited for.
Sorry. By the way, what are you drinking?
Oh yeah, let's talk about what we're drinking first. I can't talk about what I'm excited about before talking about how excited I am for my drink. So I have a mezcal grapefruit cocktail.
Yeah,
I forget what it's called.
Midnight mezcal.
For midnight or something like that. Yeah, so it's very grapefruity. I was just telling Juan before we started the podcast here, I was like, I don't taste any mezcal in here. It just tastes like grapefruit juice.
Well,
but it's good. It's good.
Okay, yeah. And I'm having it's called the Lost Boys. It's like a Sazerac, All right, the honest, though, because these are our hotel cocktails, bars, not the grape, but
anyway. One's trying to. They taste okay. They're a little pricey.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
All right, so back. What do you think about Gartner?
Now that we've gotten that out of the way. So the things that I'm excited about at Gartner, in addition to seeing friends and connecting with all the people, right, because that's always, I think, the most fun part about Gartner. I'm curious to try to find signal from the noise, because I think that everyone's going to be talking about, yet again, talking about AI-ready data and how do you get ready for AI. And I think we're going to hear context. I think that's going to be everybody, everywhere. Every sub-industry, whether it's governance or BI or whatever, is going to be talking about how the key to making AI successful is you need context. And so we're going to hear that a million times, I feel like. So I'm excited about finding the signal and the noise around all of that, right? Because I think that you've got semantic layers at BI companies that are trying to navigate this. I think you've got the data lake companies that are trying to kind of up-level what they've been doing around medallion architecture and data products and kind of elevate that into more of a context story. And I think you've got, software and platform companies like ServiceNow and SAP and Salesforce and Palantir, et cetera, who are thinking about and talking about context as well. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see what's working, what's not, what's on the mindset of people, where's the innovation, and what's going to be most impactful.
So
what's on your mind?
Well, so of course we're going to see context. Like it is a reminder. So remember when everything was data mesh and everything was data products and all that stuff like that? I think that's kind of, it's really crazy. It's really fascinating to go see all these waves, right?
Yeah.
So definitely the wave is going to be context. Actually, I'm curious to see how much the word metadata is going to be. Metadata has now been replaced by context, right? So, and even if it's like semantics is not even the word anymore, it's context. But
yeah, I have a feeling that context is becoming the superset.
Yeah.
Like, well, metadata is a kind of context, right? Yeah.
So then, well, one thing I fear is that we're going to be focusing so much on the context conversations, and you need context for AI because AI doesn't understand your business and yada yada yada. And I'm like, but remember, that's just a means to an end. And I feel that, I bet that we're going to have so many conversations. People will talk about this, and vendors will be talking about this stuff. But they're talking about the means. Mm-hmm. And the means, and then like, oh, this is context for AI. But at the end of the day, AI is also a means. Like, What are you going to be doing with it?
What are you trying to do with
it? I think this is the most important thing that we need to go focusing on right now is kind of what I bring up is like organizations don't just have a data problem, a context problem, an AI problem. I mean, that yes, they are. They do have those problems, but that's not their ultimate goal that they need to go solve is that they have the work problem, but more of a, like they need to get work done. And I think the problem about how they get the work done today is because we live in so many silos, there's all these gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about this and I'm calling it like the execution gap or the action gap, mm-hmm. which is, think about data teams, they own one part of let's call it, they own their silo, their own part. So they get all this data from different places, from all these operational sources. It ends up inside of their data warehouse, lake, stuff. They do things with the data, they generate those insights, and that's where their world ends. Mm-hmm. And that's where the responsibility ends. That's where their accountability ends. And they're in a way, they're doing their job, but then they still complain that they can't show all the ROI and so forth. But then you have your operational teams, right? Your different business lines. They start at a level, at an area which is not connected to where the insights were. Mm-hmm. So there is this gap. There is the whole insights and then how you want to take action with those insights. And there's that gap. And actually, that's where everything is. That's why the work isn't that efficient. That's why we have all this AI and we have these agents. And I'm like, you give the data to the agents. You give the context to the agents. You give the insights to the agents. You give the governance to the agents. But we need to be able to bridge that execution gap. And somebody needs to take ownership of it. And I think that's the opportunity for data teams to start taking that ownership. Mm-hmm. And I really... that's where I'm going to be pushing people in our conversations of like, if you're thinking about context stuff, like, perfect. Yes, we need that.
Yeah.
Definitely we need that. How are you bridging that gap? What I'm calling this execution gap. And that's what we need to be focusing on.
I think you're bringing up a really important point. And if I was going to make a prediction, I have a feeling that next week in Gartner, we will see a lack of emphasis around the action piece. Because I think you're right in that, like, why do we care about context? Like, why are we even talking about that right now? It's because we want AI agents to, when given data, do the right thing. And at one level, that can be answering questions, right? And I think
the whole question answer the chat with your data.
Yeah, there's a lot of the sort of imagination around AI agents in the data space is limited right now around kind of question and answer paradigm. But we, like, is that all we want out of AI? Is we want to be able to ask how many customers do I have and it to be able to say 500, mm-hmm. right? I think we want more. I think we want agents to then do something.
Yeah.
Right?
And actually, I have faith that it's actually going to be, we're going to have those conversations of action. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the upcoming popularity I'm seeing about decision intelligence systems.
Mm.
Right? There's this U magic quadrant around this stuff. It's come that.
And actually, Gartner has been talking about decision intelligence for a while, right?
Now, but if you look at those vendors in those areas, are very disconnected from the data analytics world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So I think the conversations are going to start to happen, but they're going to happen again in silos. Mm. But I really look forward to this is going to be my test. Is like if people at Gartner, the data leaders, practitioners are going around and are they making those connections? Are they realizing, okay, yeah, we need context for AI, but I need the AI to be able to go to the work. And there's to do this work, I need to be able to bridge this gap. This is what I'm calling this execution gap. And I need to be able to take a decision. An insight that you say act upon, and where does mm-hmm. that decision need to go to an upper? Like, yeah. This is where I really hope that people are going to start seeing this, and that's what I'm going to be pushing for. So yeah. this is what we need, like, because otherwise we're going to keep and staying in the same in the means of the in means and not the ends.
Yeah.
And think part of it also is to start figuring how to go quantify what is the cost of that gap. Because the cost of that gap is there's like the execution latency of doing things. There is the cost of people deciding we need to move so much data between things. People trying to bridge that gap. They're trying to go swivel sharing so much around that stuff, right? You don't have the clear context of what the operational teams mean for this. So you get the wrong answer. You get answers that you can't trust. So we need to start kind of really quantifying what these the cost of this gap is. And I think that's something we're still open to go do. We need to go figure out. But I, at the end of the day, I think the way to start bridging this gap is to have this optionality that we can say we need to, there's this execution, this work that needs to happen, and I need to bring data to where the work is happening. And that data can be, maybe you're moving it, maybe it's virtual zero copy style. I need to bring the context to that. So the context needs to be managed, but you know that context needs to be used by different places. The insights need to be brought to where the work is happening. The governance needs to be brought into the work is happening. So I think those are all kind of the pillars, kind of the technical pillars. But at the end of the day, we need to understand that there is that execution gap. And we need to go over that. Anyways, that's, I'm hopeful.
Yeah, I think you're thinking the right way. I think that what's interesting is, data people are increasingly moving away from being the sort of the plumbers and the pluggers, right? And they're becoming the managers of knowledge, semantics, and context. And I think that shift is going to be highlighted. And it connects to what you're talking about, because what's going to start to happen more and more is the data team is going to be the ones trying to take the context and then closing the loop with the business so that the right automated actions are being informed by the right signals. And so more and more the data team is going to get plugged in. And so actually, I'm going to make a prediction that actually faster than we expect, maybe, I don't know how much is going to come up at Gartner next week, but faster than we expect, actually the decision intelligence side and the data side are going to collide into each other fast. And they won't stay siloed very long, because we're going to see, a big data warehouse or data lake company buy like a process mining company or something like that. Like things are going to happen that are going to really quickly collide these things.
Well, that needs to happen. And I think it's already starting to happen. Not to get too vendorish, but we do here at ServiceNow too. So, but anyways, one more thing, which I don't think is going to happen at Gartner, but I'm curious if people are starting to think about it, is if context is the most important, is the next big thing, what about vendor lock-in? Because we talk about, oh, we have the vendor lock-in, you think about data. Okay, my data. And now that's why we've had their data gets moved. People want to go move it. They don't want to go move it and so forth. And then like they're the concern I'm locked in with this vendor. And one of the reasons why we have all of these like open table formats and like Iceberg and stuff, people will be able to go deal with that. But now if you're managing your context, the question is, how are you managing that context? Where is that being managed? You're gonna have now a new type of vendor lock-in when it comes to this knowledge and the semantics of the context. Are people thinking about that? I don't think that they're thinking about that right now. I'm wondering who is. And my answer to this stuff is like, that's why you have to have standards, open standards that already exist. This is why RDF and stuff exists. I'm curious if that's what people are thinking about. If they do think about standards, they're probably thinking about the whole OSI stuff, which I still think is more about the analytics, which is definitely a first step. But when we think about context, it's much more than just the analytics stuff. So that's what I'm curious to see if this is on people's mind.
Yeah.
Which I doubt it is. I'm curious.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good question. And I guess we'll find out more next week, and we'll report back on kind of what we're finding. But obviously it's clear that context is very top of mind for people, for organizations. And I think every single kind of topic area, from machine learning to business intelligence to decision intelligence to data management, it's all going to tie back to like, what role does it play in kind of collecting, managing, disseminating context.
Yeah. So to summarize, context we know is going to be a big thing. The question is, if it's thinking, people think about context with respect to actually doing something like taking the actions, what about the whole decision intelligence? How is that going to come together? Mm-hmm. And are people thinking about context as like the vendor lock-in for context? So,
yeah.
All right. We'll see. We'll report back. Come find us. And part of the plan is maybe if we find people, we can quickly kind of have a quick interview, ask you a question about like what keeps you up at night, whatever, just to see what's on people's mind.
Yeah, ping us on LinkedIn or X, and let's connect. We'd love to chat and ask you some questions, hear what you think.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.